Two scriptures today, James, beginning with James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Hear the word of the Lord. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. 1 John 5, verse 12. 1 John 5, verse 12. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you because we recognize that you are the giver of life. And what a good and perfect gift it is. Not only do you give us breath so that we may walk out our mortal life, that you knew us even before we were formed in the womb, you give us the abundant life. Forgive us, Lord, when we take that for granted. May we leave this place today with a better understanding of what is important, what leads to the eternal, what leaves a legacy, what will be remembered. Bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. As Christians, we can so easily lose our mooring on what is important in life. And we as professing Christians can so easily have our perspective of life stolen or perverted. So many things of this world tug on us. So many things. And then we begin to lose a kingdom perspective, which in turn affects our eternal perspective. And this is true for any of us in this room. We could probably all have an organ recital today if we talked about how so many things try to obstruct and pervert what is truly important. In our country and even in our communities today, things are getting crazier by the minute. By the minute. Violence, vile behavior, perversions, idolatry, covetousness, corruption, and lies seem to be everywhere. And if we do not guard our hearts and our minds, if we do not keep our lives rooted in Jesus Messiah, we will come apart. We will. We will find ourselves caught up in the same worldly attitudes and behaviors that destroy what God is attempting in and through His people. This is why we must check ourselves and focus on what is really important in life. We must know what life is. What is life? And know what really matters in the here and now and for eternity. There are two things today that I will tell you that made me think deeply about this. Things about my life, about life, about my life, about your life, about life of the church, about life in Christ Jesus, and what really is truly important. As I said before, life is a gift from God. It is a gift. Every one of us breathing at this very moment have that gift. Life is fragile. Life is good. Life can be hard, extremely hard sometimes. But see, our earthly lives are just temporary. They're temporary. They're a mist, as James said today. In our eternal life, the abundant life is found in Jesus. Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. But our life in this lesser reality here on earth is short. And I think anyone over 50 in this room can attest to that. Time passes by quickly. Time passes by quickly. Many of us have childhood memories that seem like yesterday. But see, the tragedy is that many fail to make the best of life. They live a life of anger and bitterness, hate, of suspicion. And they never find how to live the abundant life. See, real life is not a legacy of stuff, of worries, of striving constantly, or worldly endeavors, but it is a life that is honored in Christ Jesus. The things that are truly remembered, the things that last for eternity. Think about it. People throughout history, or people specifically in our own lives, if you think about memories of people in our lives, there's not many people we think about because of the stuff that they had. How much they owned, or how much they left this world with money in the bank. Not really. They're not remembered because of what they had in this life. I would say 98% of the time. People are remembered because of who they were. Who they were in this life. Think about it. How they conducted their life. What was their living witness? That's the things that we remember. For me, this deep thinking began in the middle of 2020 as I cleared out my father's house after his death. For months, all I did was go through stuff. Months. I labored physically and even emotionally. week after week. When at the end of it all, 75% of it was either thrown away or given away. What most of what a man would have to show for his life ended up in the landfill. See, none of that mattered. But what did matter was how my father lived his life. The good and the bad. That is what is remembered. That is what we will be, that's what's going to be remembered of me and of you and every person alive on earth. That made me think deeply, and it did make a lasting impact on my life. I struggled with it, so I'm not saying I've been perfect about this, but it made such an impact on me. So that no matter how my ship may go off course, this example helps me right my ship and remind me of what is important now. The things that people will remember. What is important in life now and what those things will mean eternally. That is what matters. It happened again to me in the spring of 2022. I had led a group of homeschoolers, fifth and sixth graders, homeschoolers, on a field trip for an assignment in their history course. So people had contacted me and asked me would I do this, and I did it, and this is what I chose, and it was a kind of a field trip for a report they wrote. We hiked to the middle of nowhere, way out in the woods, off the main road to the Old Unity Baptist Cemetery. Now, I think most of us from around here know the location of Unity Baptist Church. It's on Road 50 headed to Woodruff. As soon as you cross over I-26, it's the little church across from the truck stop. And across the road is a very large cemetery. But the original cemetery for the church is not within a, it's a quarter of a mile away in the middle of nowhere. I am uncertain in my research if the old church was at that location or was it just the location of the cemetery. I have conflicting results in my research. I'm not really sure. I've looked for evidence of the church at the location, and I really can't, honestly say, I can't find it. The oldest graves there were from the late 1700s, and a few of them as late as the 1930s, long after the new cemetery across the road from the church today was probably used, long after. The size of it, the cemetery, was striking. It is probably around 2 acres, as I thought about that. And I corrected myself because myself and Sarah were having this conversation last Sunday, and I told her I thought it was about 5 acres. But when I left, I thought, that's not right. It's more like about 2 acres. But that is a big cemetery. It's not like a little family cemetery with 2 dozen graves in it. They are literally hundreds of graves, marked and unmarked, in the middle of nowhere. And that was fascinating to me. And it made me think deeply about life again. Do you think that all of those dead ever thought that they would be forgotten? Because they are forgotten. Maybe they were lives well lived. Obviously, some of them were people of means, so there's some very grand tombstones mixed in with the rinky-dinks and the rocks. But in reality, they are forgotten. Their lives while here on earth were a vapor. And all of life's strivings, all of life's stuff, all of life's worries did not mean anything in the long run. Nothing. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. But see, beloved, for what we do in the abundant life, a life in Jesus, that does matter. It matters now and for eternity, even if our memory on earth is forgotten. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. See, real life, oh my, real life, a life that truly matters, a life in the now and a life for eternity is only found in Jesus. He is life. He is the abundant life. How we live our lives in Christ for all to see is our legacy. It is surely not our stuff or our graves or our dead bodies. It's surely not the things that we worry about and get upset about. The anxieties and stress of life, the worldly things that stir us so, even our man-made plans will come to nothing, nothing. But see how we treat one another. How we love. How we treat our neighbor. The poor. The least of these. How we hug those whom we love. Telling each other what they mean to us. How beautiful or how handsome you are today. Being positive and looking for good. Abiding in Jesus. Those things leave a legacy that is remembered. And this, beloved, is a life so lived that is remembered even for in eternity. And Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Striving for the things that really matter. The things that leave a lasting legacy. If our lives get so muddled and so busy and so stressed and so distracted that we forget the words of Jesus that we just heard here, we will never find the life that Christ has for us. And that is a greater tragedy than 200 graves forgotten about in the middle of nowhere. Now, if you say to yourself, I believe in Jesus, but I have never found this life, you are missing the whole purpose of why Jesus came to rescue us. If worries or anger or stress rule over you, if you are ruled by your mind and your will and your emotions, do not fret. Do not fret. There is someone waiting for you, beckoning for you to come for the bread of life, rivers of flowing life, so that you will have a life that contains a legacy that will always be remembered and never forgotten. And Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. When we seek this life, we will find it. And it is truly life now and life eternal. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We will gather at the altar for those who maybe have business with God. Maybe you don't know what this abundant life is. Maybe it stirs you knowing that you want to leave a legacy and be remembered for the things that matter and not for the things that we think matter. So we'll take a minute. Maybe a verse, Mama, or so. Leave the altar.